Good morning. It's 10:03 a.m. Saturday, December the 5th, 2020. So, oh yeah, the last couple of days have been, well, let's just say logistically challenged. Thursday was car day. Yesterday was errands day, because once I got the car fixed, then I could run the errands. Still have one that I can't get resolved. It should be easy to get a replacement sticker for my license plate. It apparently is not. So yeah, there's that. I also might need to make a sad run to the vet to pick up the remains of one of our cats who had to cross the Rainbow Bridge. So far, I haven't been able to make myself do that, but it's going to happen soon. What else? So I spent a little time writing this morning. Yes, that was actually... That actually felt pretty good. It wasn't very much, but it was writing. And I may go back and do some more. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, jeez. Sniff, sniff, snort, snort. It's a lovely morning. It's 40, probably 42 by now. I'm a little overdressed with parka and hoodie. It's chilly in the shade, but really warm in direct sun. So that's good. I remembered to take my pill this morning, so I've got a little bit of that medication bobblehead thing going on. Moon setting over the mountains off to the west. Counting down to last quarter. It's a little bit past waning gibbous. So it's a little more than a quarter moon. A little less than 5/8. I don't really have a lot to say today. I started a friend of mine last night, and the biggest challenge that I've got right now, those of you who have been with me through ADHD and depression bouts in the past, know that I go through this usually about once a year, sometimes twice. And it got exacerbated.
Hey, I haven't seen you walking in a while.
I know.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm getting there. The lady who there's a lady who often walks with a companion, and I always note her because she has a striking hairdo that's beautiful white and cut short on the sides, long on the top. It's quite striking. It's quite attractive. And she was just driving by, and she pulled over and stopped to ask me if I was okay, because she hadn't seen me walking in a while. It's good to know I'm not the only one who notices those people who... the NPCs, as we've called them. Anyway. So, yeah, she wanted to know if I was okay. No. to be perfectly honest, the answer is no, not really, but I'm getting there, as I was saying. The burnout in April and May was real. I was pretty burned, even though I tried to deny it. In hindsight, reality was I was pretty toasty. And I brought it on myself. And then just ADHD took over and just wouldn't let go. And I look back over. I think November had like five or six walks in it. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't walking. I wasn't doing any of the things that helped me. And even though I was aware of them, I was aware of the whole situation, there was the nature of ADHD is that it just, when it flares up like that, it just robs me of all executive function. You know, I can set an alarm, I can get reminders, I can have friends bug me, I can do all that stuff, and it doesn't help. It doesn't work. I fail to override the malfunctioning executive function. I fail to do the things that I know will help me, even while I recognize that the things that I'm doing are not helping at all. So there's a kind of, when I take the metacognitive view, that is when I step back from myself and take a look at what I'm doing, I can recognize that the ADHD has taken over, that the ADHD is controlling everything. Geek Squad, a UPS truck, lady with a little dog. Both wearing jackets. They're not matching jackets, but jackets. So yeah, the ADHD just sort of short circuits everything. It's like, I can recognize that it's happening, but it sounds weird to say, but I'm incapable of intervening, or nearly incapable of intervening. It takes so much effort, so much attention. It's like, okay, I'm going to write now. So I open up For the Words, and before I know it, I'm doom scrolling on Twitter again. And it's like, okay, we open For the Words, and I'm doom scrolling Twitter again. And it's part of it is the ritual that I use of setting the sound, setting the timer, getting a monster to battle in For the Words. I think I mentioned the other day that I've re-upped for another year. Because it really did help. When I was able to control the ADHD, it really helped a lot. It helped a huge amount. But it's difficult. You know, it's like I'm going to say this and it's going to sound completely stupid. Like, what do you mean you can't? The answer is, I don't know. I can't. I want to write. I want to write. So I go to For the Words. I open For the Words. And then I may write a couple of sentences. I may write three or four sentences. But as soon as I do, I go to Twitter, I go to Facebook, this notification pops up. Even if I don't have notifications on, I'll go and check the Slack. I'll go and, I don't check Discord anymore, but I check my email. It's like, oh, I haven't checked Sifu email. Well, I better check Sifu email. I better check the Sifu boardroom. I better check. No. Turning it off doesn't help because I just go back and turn it back on again. Turning it off is, it sounds incomprehensible. I suspect for people who are neurotypical, it's like, what do you mean you can't? Of course you can. No, you'd think so. You'd really think so. But no. I won't say I can't. How about if I just say, I have so far been unsuccessful in my best intentions attempt, my best intentioned attempts to do it. Oh, get ready, say it with me. Blog post. So, yeah, well, last night I got a fairly decent night's sleep, although my wife says it was a terrible night because I kept tossing and turning, which is probably true. But the reality was, I went to sleep around, I'm going to say around 10:15, 10:30, after having bounced myself off the computer at 9 and reading for a while. And finally rolled over and went to sleep. And I slept through till about 6:15 or so. So on a scale of things, it was a relatively good night's sleep. And I'm walking today, and I've already written some today. So today has already been, arguably, from the perspective of trying to get this thing back under control, today's already been better. And having that lady stop and say, yeah, you all right? And you know, honestly, my honest answer was no. That was, in fact, my honest answer. It's not really, but I'm getting there. I think I am. I think I'm getting there. Now, if I could just keep going. You know, I started a new month with 2 days, and even though I missed 2 days, now I'm back again. Maybe I could do it again tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be ugly because tomorrow's a Sifwa afternoon. I've got a 3-hour meeting scheduled with Sifwa, and then next weekend there's a member business meeting where I've got to give a presentation to the membership. So yeah, today's Saturday. I've got a regular chore reminder coming up at noon. I'm gonna do that. I gotta remember to put on the pot roast. I got a pot roast to put in a slow cooker, so I'll have dinner ready at a reasonable time tonight. Is running. So we'll see. We're taking it one day at a time. I've got that medicine bobblehead thing. So I'm reading Deception, book 2 of The Scattered Stars. I think I mentioned it before, I'm still reading it. I'm only getting like a half hour a day of reading time. I'm spending too much time in Ark Survival. We have a server that I set up for just for the household. So the four of us in the household can play together on the same server. Having a server is nice because you can do things like, you know, set a long-term task. Set the gardens to growing and then log off for a few hours. And you come back, the gardens have fruited up and you can pluck the crops. Elapsed game time is already like over a year. I don't know. I'm watching, when I'm cooking and cleaning up the kitchen stuff, I'm watching YouTube videos of a guy who's an expert player playing on a somewhat boosted server, but playing vanilla. And his goal is to clear the three levels of the island map and do the Broodmother in 40 episodes. These episodes are about 40, 45 minutes long. But they also encompass several days' worth. So he'll do something and then he'll stop recording for a few days while he accomplishes some task. And then he'll start to record again and show him where he picks up the task, the next thing he has to do in order to achieve his goal. And it's like, how do you even do these? Excuse me. How do you even do these caves? How do you even accomplish these tasks? Yeah, he's got 900 bats after him. He was doing a water cave. And what did he have to get? He got a baryonyx so that he could get underwater, so he could tame a whale, so he could take the whale into the cave and use the whale to get the artifact that he needs from the cave. That's like, this is a multi-day project. And along the way, he's trying to find high-level T-Rexes so that he can start breeding T-Rexes and breeding them up for health and damage, so that he can have a pack of T-Rexes to do the hunting and killing for him. And I'm like, on the one hand, he's got, it's not exactly vanilla, he's got Structures Plus, which has a lot of things that make life much easier. So it's not strictly vanilla. And if I were just doing the server my way, I'd probably be doing Structured Plus, and I'd probably have upgrade station installed as well. I don't know. It's an interesting idea, and the issues without that end goal of, okay, we're going to do all the caves, we're going to get all the artifacts, we're going to get. What did he have to do to get an otter? Oh, it was to tame an otter. He needed a bird that captures. That kills and retrieves dead fish. And I was like, okay. So I had to get a, is it a Pelagornis? No. Anyway, here we get I did get one of those fish, one of those fish-eating birds. My daughter calls them dump ducks. I got one of those, so I could tame an otter, and you take the otter into the cave, and you use the otter to retrieve multiple copies of the artifacts that you need in order to try to kill, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And without that end goal, without that end task as a target, everything else is just sort of like, why am I catching and taming? Why am I catching and taming? What is the point of all of this? And the answer is there isn't one. So I don't know. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.